The theme of Building Bridges, Paths to Reconciliation, is a perfect fit for the First Nations Market Housing Fund, FNMHF. Originally set up by the government to assist a small group of First Nations homeowners, the fund is now at a turning point. It is moving from government control to being governed by First Nations themselves. At the core of this shift is the Transfer of Care and Control Initiative. This represents our dedication to self-determination and empowering First Nations in housing matters. Since 2018, we have been actively working with First Nations groups and individuals, gathering their input on why these changes are needed and how to make them happen. In 2024, the FNMHF teamed up with Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, Indigenous Services Canada, ISC, and the Assembly of First Nations, AFN, to push this initiative forward. Together, we looked for ways to broaden the fund's mission, improve housing results, and ensure its long-term success. Our goal is to create a First Nations-led framework, where housing policies are shaped by self-determination and cultural relevance. Engaging with communities and stakeholders is crucial for shaping the fund's future. In late 2024, we held several in-person and virtual sessions to discuss important topics like feedback on a new membership model, the transfer of care and control, and future products and services designed to meet community needs. The strong participation in these sessions showed the shared enthusiasm for shaping the fund's future. With this momentum, more sessions are planned for the coming year. Key initiatives for 2025. As we look ahead to 2025, the fund is focusing on several key initiatives. New membership program, strengthening collaboration with First Nations communities to encourage shared ownership of housing solutions. Educational support, providing leaders and stakeholders with tools and resources to achieve sustainable housing outcomes. Enhanced partnerships, working with other not-for-profit organizations to increase our impact and deliver real benefits for First Nations families and communities. These initiatives reflect our commitment to building bridges across organizations to improve on reserve housing. Internal growth and recognition. Internally, the fund is committed to excellence. By fostering a dynamic and supportive workplace, we were honored as one of the National Capital Region's top employers for 2025. Through these efforts, the fund stays dedicated to becoming a more independent entity, driving changes based on the voices and priorities of First Nations people. Ready to be part of this change? Visit www.fnmhf.ca to explore the initiatives firsthand and subscribe to our quarterly newsletter, Foundations, for updates on how we're building a future where on-reserve homeownership becomes a reality.